This is Ben Eubanks, host of We're Only Human, one of the featured shows on the HR Happy Hour podcast network. Today we're going to look at the use of chatbots in the employee experience. In my upcoming book, Artificial Intelligence for HR, I talk about a variety of use cases for chatbots across the employee experience. Many of them happen in recruiting, that context, because there's so much volume there. There's a lot of use for screening and scheduling. For example, systems like Olivia or Alio can help to schedule and interact with candidates on the very front end of the recruiting process, screening them, interacting with them, gathering their information. Recruiters can spend their time doing more important tasks. One example of a company that uses these is NBC Universal. When candidates come to their website to look at jobs, interact with the career site, they actually interact with a chatbot there, and it helps to make the experience a little more personal, a little more interactive for them. And yes, I've heard from people that say, a chatbot, that's not very personal. Consider this. In one interaction, one conversation with a chatbot provider, they told me that 75% of the candidates that interact with the bot say thank you at the end of the process. And yes, they know it's a bot. They know it's not a person. And yet they still say thank you because they feel different about the process. It feels different for them submitting their resume, indicating their interest, and so on. Let's flip over to the other side. Many providers are now jumping on the employee self-service side of the equation. Systems like Jane.ai and Socrates allow employees to interact with the chatbot instead of having to go to HR for basic service requests and information. Unlike a typical search function on the intranet, which you might think, oh, we already have that, some of these chatbots actually hook into your HR systems with APIs. For example, you can type in, what's my FSA balance? And it will log into your FSA account, pull that information, and then display it there for you natively in the chat section. Or you might say, what's our PTO policy? And it will give you that information. You can even ask about parental leave and things like that. Whatever happens to be top of mind for you, if it's around your payroll, if it's around your pay time off, it can hook into those systems and deliver that information right back to you in one place. Instead of having to go to HR and ask that question that someone else probably asked an hour ago and use their time up and everything else. In fact, one of the companies I spoke with said that after being implemented, within 3 months, 80% of the requests for information to HR were actually fully automated by the bot. Think about how that would change how you deliver your HR service. The use of chatbots will continue to change the shape of the recruiting and the HR landscape and how we deliver service to our employees, decreasing the number of lower level conversations and really prioritizing the more strategic conversations that create more value for the business. If you'd like to learn more about AI, chatbots, and more in the HR space from an unbiased source, check out AIHRbook.com. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. To learn more, please visit h3hr.com.